US greater than 40 Malaysians from Tablighi Group return from India and will serve mandatory quarantine in Bangi. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 40 Malaysians from Tablighi Group return from India and will serve mandatory quarantine in Bangi News. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, T&C apply. Two new clusters detected in Klang and Sarawak from foreigners and returning Malaysians. Malaysian girl warns netizens of Twitter user who used her IG photos for pornographic content. Tesla could potentially be opening shop in Singapore. Student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People Features Lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wab tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gulap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A total of 40 Malaysians stranded in India are scheduled to return to Malaysia today, the 22nd of July, via Air India Express. Defence Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob said that the Malaysians returning to the country are Tablighis who could not return to Malaysia previously on 17 July 2020, reported Astro Awani. Taking into account the risk factors of infection, they will be subjected to mandatory quarantine for 14 days at the Judicial and Legal Training Institute (ILKAP) in Bangi, he said in a statement. He explained that the quarantine center will be supervised by health workers from the Ministry of Health and controlled by the PDRM. He stressed that no visitors or family members are allowed to visit during the mandatory quarantine period. To date, 22,869 individuals have been screened at the entrance of the Kuala Lumpur International Airport (KLIA), and out of that number, 22,791 tested negative for COVID-19 and are undergoing mandatory quarantine at their respective homes. Meanwhile, 79 individuals who tested positive for COVID-19 were sent to the hospital for treatment and are monitored by the police to ensure that they comply during their home quarantine period. India is the third highest in the world for COVID-19 infections with a total of 1,194,888 reported cases, 753,050 recoveries and 28,771 deaths at the time of writing. Also read, another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam. Source, Malay Mail. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.